The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Mesharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bava Mitzia Samach Dalad. The Mishnah tells us a halacha that Hamavis Chaver Lo Yidu B'Chatzer Chinam. A person lends money to a friend, he cannot live in the borrower's chatzer or in the borrower's house without paying. The Gemara explains that this applies even by Chosu Dulekayim La'agra and Agavro Dulevon La'megar. Although this property would not have been rented out otherwise, and although the lender who moved in did not need a place, would not have spent money for another place to live, still this halacha applies. Because the money was lent, because he is a malva, any favor that he receives, any benefit that he receives from the borrower, is avak ribis, it looks like it's payment in exchange for the loan. This is an issue of avak ribis, of ribis durabonon, it's not doi raisa, for the simple reason that there was no ktsitsa. Midoi raisa, ribis is only osur if at the time of the loan, or at the time that the loan was of an extension, there was an agreement that in exchange for the loan there's going to be a payment. Over here, where the loan was done without any expectation of interest, and then just at some point, the malva or loyva unilaterally decided to take this benefit or make a payment, that would be avak ribis or ribis derabanan. Tosfos points out a problem with this sugya. The Gemara seems to say that any benefit that the lender receives from the borrower is avak ribis. So what happens? You have two neighbors, you have two friends. For years, they were friendly with each other. They would help each other out whenever a person wanted to borrow a tool. Whenever one needed help, the other was there to help him. One day, one of them needs a loan and borrows a couple of dollars from his friend. Are we going to say now that they have to treat each other like total strangers? Are we going to say now that they can't help each other out in any way? Because now it'll be avak ribis, it'll be mechzik ribis. How could this be true? So Tosfos says that there's an important distinction. Our Gemara is talking about immediate defarhesia. A person is moving into a friend's house. That's something which is very noticeable. People see him coming and going. And because there are so many people that see this favor, that see this benefit, some people will draw the mistaken conclusion that this is chanam tanas mois, that this is being done as a payback for the loan. Not everyone will realize these two people were friends before. Not everyone will realize that it was really done as a favor. They'll think it's related to the loan and it will be asur. Ma she'en kein, a normal favor. You borrow someone's tools, you help someone out. As long as it's done privately, it's between the lender and the borrower, this halacha will not apply. Now it's important to realize, if the borrower is asked to do a favor that he is not really interested in doing for the lender, and he's only doing it because he feels meshubed, he's only doing it because he feels hakaras atayu for the loan, that's always aser. That's avak ribis. He's giving something in exchange for a loan. But the point that Tosfos is making is, in a situation where they were good friends anyway, and they'd be happy to do this favor even had the loan never taken place, still there is a chumrah that if the favor is being done b'farhesia, if it's being done in public, it's going to be asur. If it's done in private, and he would have done it even without the loan, then it will be mutter. Tosfos then makes another distinction between midaitai and shalei midaitai, that in our case, where you moved into the person's house without getting permission, it was shalei midaitai, that's always asur, because to have the chutzpah and the nerve to move in without even notifying the owner that you're moving in, that must be because of the loan. Now the Marshal has an interesting case. What's the halacha? You borrow money from someone, and then you buy him an aliyah in shul. Zog the Marshal, he starts off by saying that b'avoseinu harabim, not only are people not aware of that this is a ribis, not only are people not aware that it's a problem, today the malva demands a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of hakaras atayv to the loiva. The saying is Eved Loivelish Malva, and it's almost expected. Zokta Marashal, this is Asr. Why? You're buying the Aliyah. And Aliyah is Bifarhesya. It's being done in public. It's done in the middle of the shul, in front of everyone. By Davishel Farhesya, the halacha is it's going to be Asr. Even if these people are friends, and the borrower, for some reason, had decided beforehand, even before he borrowed the money, that he wants to buy an aliyah for the lender, still, since it's being done in public, not everyone is going to realize this chesed, not everyone's going to realize this friendship, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be asr. Now the Marshal says there is an important exception. If the lender was a relative of the borrower, or if the lender was a Rav, a big Talmud Chacham, who people would buy aliyahs for. So if it's Yidua Lakol, if everyone realizes there's a prior relationship, everyone knows that he's buying the aliyah because it's the Rav, he's giving him a kavod, then it's going to be mutter. Because then, although it's Bifarhesi, although the favor is being done in public, it's Yidua Lakol, it's obvious to everyone, it's not because of the loan, it's because they're related, it's because this person's a Rav, and it's normal and regular and appropriate for people to buy aliyahs, and therefore, this Isser will not apply. Now, an interesting case came up. A person borrowed money from a friend, and a few weeks later, the lender made a simcha. He made a simcha, he invited all of his friends and relatives from out of town, and he needed a place to put these people up. The borrower happened to have been away for Shabbos. So he asked, "Can I use your house?" And the borrower readily agreed. What they realized afterwards is that this runs into our sukkah. The money, the borrower had borrowed the money. He may have been a friend, and it may very well be, that even had he not borrowed the money, he would have been happy to put up these guests for the simcha. But that's not Yidua Lakol. That wasn't obvious. It wasn't like they were close friends. It wasn't like people knew they had a prior relationship. And therefore, since this is Bifarhesya, since using someone's house is something which is done in the public, everyone sees the favor. People may assume that it's being done solely because of the halva, and it would be asr. Now there are two interesting points. The first is that the loan had been done privately. Nevertheless, it seems from our sugya, there's an assumption that there's no such thing as a good secret. And there's an assumption that people, if you borrow money, it gets out, people hear about it, and people know about the loan. And therefore, we now have to be afraid that if you do any favor in public, people will associate the two. Now, the second interesting point is, and this was brought up at the time, is who was living in the house? Who was moving in for the Shabbos? Was it the lender? No. It was a relative. So you can argue that the halacha of the Mishnah is that when the malva, the lender, cannot move into the borrower's house. But the friends of the malva, a relative of a malva, perhaps because he's not the person that lent the money, perhaps this would not, he is not considered, the lender is not the person who's borrowing the house. It's the relative that's borrowing the house. He's the shoyl. He's the one that benefits. He's the one that moves in. Perhaps it would be mutter. Now, as a matter of halacha, it's difficult to be samech on this, because although it's technically true, if we want to know who the shoyel is, who's directly benefiting from the house, clearly it's the relative, it's this person from out of town. But the favor is clearly being done to the malva, to the person who lent the money. There's a halacha this is a halacha of Ribbis Dvarim, that you're not allowed to learn Torah with the malva, or with his son. Now again, even though his son is not him, still, since the father is benefiting, the father is the one that is mechuyev and achroi to teach his son, so if a borrower learns with the malva's son, he's indirectly benefiting the malva, and that would be ribbis dvarim. In our case as well, if a person makes a simcha and invites guests from out of town, when they show up at his house, he's responsible to put them up. He's essentially taken responsibility to find them a place for Shabbos. Because he's accepted this responsibility, if the borrower provides his house to this guest, he's essentially providing that service, providing that benefit to the lender, and since it's done b'farhesya, it would be aser. Now, one last kula is that even when it's b'farhesya, as we pointed out from Marshall, if it's yadua l'kol, if it's obvious, if everyone knows, if these people are related, and it's clear that the favor would have been done even in absence of a loan, it would be mutter. Another example, and there's also meduyik in the Mashal two simanim earlier, is that if the borrower had actually done the favor in the past for the lender, so since he's done in the past, people have gotten used to it, they've seen it before, then they're not going to associate this favor with a loan. So therefore, if the malva had made other simchas before, and the borrower had been happy to provide him with a house, this issur would not apply, and it would be perfectly mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.